WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show.
And welcome to the program, 12:15 on a Wednesday afternoon. Kind of a crappy day out there all the way around, regardless of how you look at it. It's very, very warm. It's 85 degrees right now, right here on the neck. I imagine away from the water is probably a bit warmer than that. Feels like 91 right here on the neck. We have a 71-degree dew point, which means it is very, very humid. We've got some clouds, but lots of smoke out there still from the wildfires. As a matter of fact, if you step outside, at least here, you can smell the smoke in the air. And this has prompted the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection to issue an air quality alert for Bristol County. And at about 9:45, the declaration was issued. And DEP says elevated levels of fine particles mean that air quality statewide is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups. Those sensitive groups include people with heart or lung disease, such as asthma, older adults, children, teens, and people who are active outdoors. Adding that people with either a lung disease or heart disease are at greater risk from exposure to air pollution. So you want to kick back and take it easy today. People in sensitive groups should reduce prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion, take more breaks, do less intensive activities, follow asthma action plans, and keep quick relief medicine handy. Watch for symptoms such as coughing or shortness of breath, according to Mass DEP. The air quality alert remains in effect through midnight, and I suppose it'll be assessed at that point. This is from wildfires that have begun influencing the atmosphere here. The smoke trail, you can see it on the maps. I mentioned yesterday, you go on Google and just type in smoke from wildfires, and they will show you maps of New England, and you can follow the plumes all the way back to upper Minnesota and into Ontario, Canada. The smoke is impacting the air quality in Barnstable, Bristol, Dukes, Nantucket, and Plymouth counties to elevated levels of ozone. So, you know, again, just take it easy today. I think that means I got to go home, right? I got to go home and take it easy. Nah, only kidding. You can see the sun at times coming through the haze in car windshields, and it's like a little orange ball. And I did go out for my walk this morning about 10. I tried to get out a little bit early, and between the humidity and the smoke, it was like, yeah, I got to think about maybe about 3,600 steps in. And I said, yeah, I think I'm going to head back into the air conditioning. This is pushing my luck. So in any event, that's the air quality. If anything changes with all of that, I will keep you posted. All right, some developing news today. A day after the Department of Homeland Security announced a pause on ICE vehicle stops following the shooting in Maine, President Trump instructed the agency to reverse course on what he called one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools. In a social media post, Trump wrote, quote, "We cannot give up one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools, the traffic stop." The president reasoned that the announced DHS policy shift would be, quote, "playing right into the criminals' hands." The radical left Democrats would like to see this done, but it won't happen on my watch, Trump wrote. Addressing federal agents directly, Trump said, ICE, be judicious, fair, and smart, and go back and do your very important job. The White House confirmed with Fox News that the president had overturned the pause on vehicle stops. This comes after multiple ICE sources confirmed with Fox News on Tuesday that agents were being instructed nationwide to cease most vehicle stops, a major shift in the agency's immigration enforcement operations. According to the sources, agents were instructed to end all vehicle stops except for targets considered to be the most egregious with serious or violent criminal histories. The pause was said to be indefinite and was to remain in effect until DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen had approved new vehicle stop training, and it had been implemented to agents in the field. But again, Trump has ordered a reversal of that policy and has told the ICE agents to get back out there and resume the traffic stops. The pause followed two individuals being fatally shot by ICE agents during vehicle stops in Maine and Texas within the span of a week. One senior ICE source remarked to Fox News that the change is horrible but needs to happen. Trump, however, appeals the field differently. The men and women of ICE are doing a great job, one that has to be done. Crime is way down in America, in many cases with numbers that haven't been seen in decades, he wrote. He said that under former President Joe Biden, who he referred to as Sleepy Joe Biden, allowed 25 million people into the country, many of whom he said were unchecked and unvetted. Remember when Trump said during the campaign, the first campaign, 2015, 2016, when he said that Mexico is opening its insane asylums and its prisons and allowing its criminals and rapists to come to the United States? He knew what he was talking about. And he got very little cooperation from the Democrats in Congress, even his own party, in stopping it, in fighting it. And then, of course, the Biden administration came along and just flung the doors wide open. This time out, though, Trump is getting the job done. Closed the border. Construction of the wall is almost done. Trump said many were criminals that Biden let in, and we have to get them out. In order to do this, we must be strong, tough, and smart, he wrote. To the ICE agents operating across the country, Trump wrote, keep those crime stat records coming. And remember, you are loved and respected in America. Well, except in Maine, but and up at the State House, too. Because, of course, Maura Healey feels she has to make a comment on everything that goes on, right? She's got to comment on everything. Like Ed Markey. Yeah, they got to have statements on everything. Andrea Campbell's involved in now filing another suit against the Trump administration involving the merger of Paramount Studios and some other studio out in California. It's like, lady, get in your lane. That has nothing to do with you or the people of Massachusetts. Leave it to the people of California to worry about that. That's not your problem. Worry about what's going on here. The corruption with Ayanna Pressley's husband and all of that. We'll get into more of that. But anyway, Governor Healey said yesterday she was, quote, sick to her stomach about a federal immigration agent shooting that resulted in a death in Maine. It's calling for an investigation. Maura, get in your lane. Get in your lane. It was the second fatal shooting in a week involving an ICE agent firing into a vehicle. The other was down in Houston. The department said agents were conducting surveillance of the last known address. Do you think Maura Healey was sick to her stomach? Honest to God, do you really think she was? You know what sick to your stomach means, right? You've been sick to your stomach before, right? I think we all have. Do you think Maura Healey was sick to her stomach by this? I don't know. I think she's fibbing on us. I'm looking at a picture of her from the press conference, the outdoors, down on the Cape. She doesn't look sick to her stomach to me. I don't know, but just, anyway. The kid up in Maine, 26-year-old Colombian native, attempted to flee when agents shot and killed him, according to DHS. That's all we know at this point. They're still investigating. Everybody's calling for a full investigation. That's the thing to do. That's like the, you know, that's like the thoughts and prayers. Every time, you know, something happens, thoughts and prayers. You know, when there's a school shooting or something. Well, you know, we've ordered a full investigation. We want a full investigation. Nah, I want a three-quarters investigation. Or how about a 7/8 investigation? As opposed to a full investigation. These people are all clowns. Healy said, I spoke to Governor Mills yesterday and last evening. This has got to end. Well, I agree. And you know how it ends, Maura Healy? It ends by socialist progressives like you and Governor Mills in Maine cooperating with federal officials to get criminal, dangerous, illegal immigrants out of our country. Oh, but Barry, this guy wasn't a dangerous criminal immigrant. He was a married guy. He was working. He had a 3-year-old daughter. You know what? We've talked about this from day one. There is collateral damage with this type of operation. There wouldn't be if Governor Healy and Governor Mills and all of the other politicians would stop politicking and cooperate with law enforcement. There wouldn't be any collateral damage because the people that the immigration officials are looking for would be handed over to them in a safe and an appropriate manner so that they would not be out trolling the streets looking for them. And other people getting in the way or getting involved that maybe should not have to be. You know, for every death of an immigrant in this country during an ICE operation, the Democrats have blood on their hands. Because of their foolish policies, like Deputy Doug up here at the Bristol County House of Corrections, releasing that the guy with all the gun charges out onto the street rather than calling ICE. There is nothing in the law that says that he couldn't have called ICE. He chose not to. And then calls ICE rank amateurs. I mean, you don't get dumber than that. The guy out at Bristol County House of Corrections is dumb as a bag of rocks. To take somebody who is in, you know, a dangerous person, guns, all kinds of problems, and to say, well, I'm not going to give him to ICE. I'm going to let him go on the street because Jesus loves the little children, all the little children in the world, even those with guns and drugs and intentions to rape children. Jesus loves them all. So we're going to put them out on the street. And besides, it'll piss Trump off. That's the mentality of Deputy Dog and Maura Healy and, you know, all of these other Democrats. We'll show Trump. We'll put those murderers back out on the streets. We'll put those gun runners and drug dealers back out on the streets, the rapists. We ain't working with ICE. They're Trump's Nazi troopers. Dumber than a bag of rocks. That's how you ended, though. You have politicians, instead of politicking, thinking for a moment about the best interest of the citizens of our communities, and you work with the authorities. Because when ICE doesn't have to chase people down on the streets, that significantly reduces the risk of unintended consequences. Collateral damage or potentially ICE agents or others in the community being shot, being hurt. Dumber than a bag of rocks. The whole bunch of them are. I've said this for a long time. ICE and Trump, they need to call ICE back. Healy said Tuesday. What is happening is so predictable. You've got people out there not trained, not wearing body cameras. They're going after individuals we've seen time and time again they shouldn't be going after. Dumb as a bag of rocks. Maura Healy. Healy reiterated that the state's former attorney general, she used to work with federal agencies, including ICE. Yeah, we know. Isn't it funny? When we had a Democrat administration, the Democrats all cooperated. There weren't any problems. Barack Obama, you know, imported scores of people. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden, not so much, but everybody talked about the need for cooperation, you know, to kick illegal immigrants out of the country. Chuck Schumer, a whole bunch of them. Yeah, Maura Healy worked with them. But you know what? They talked. Trump is doing something, and Maura Healy and the Democrats don't like it. So, how is it that you have an individual shot dead in that manner in front of his wife, his child, and all ICE can say is, sorry, we got the wrong guy? That's not good law enforcement, folks. It's shameful and it needs to stop, said Maura Healy. Politicking during an election year. It's a lovely governor. You're going to vote for this piece of... she's a piece of work, that's for sure. 508-996-0500. Let's grab a couple of calls on this. We'll start at the top. You're up first on WBSM. Thanks for hanging on.
Afternoon, Barry. The funny part about this is from 2015 to 2022, there were well over 60 incidents with ICE where a civilian or a person or illegal was shot and killed. Where were the protests then? Where was the media frenzy? Where were all the people just jumping, grabbing their professional signs, banging on Susan Collins' door, the whole nine yards? None. Because you want to know why? Because it was a Democrat at the time running the country. They didn't care. The media didn't care, much like now. You want to talk about the guy that was killed up in Maine? He had a 7-year-old daughter. Maybe you'd like to talk about Callie Toner, the 6-year-old girl who was killed by an illegal immigrant in North Carolina when a 3-time deportee and had a revoked driver's license, T-boned the car with that girl, her 4-year-old brother and mother, who are still in the ICU, and didn't care. And by the way, here's the cherry on top. He gets arrested, Barry, and he's only charged with a misdemeanor. The guy doesn't belong in the country, and he murders a 6-year-old girl. Where's the media doesn't talk about it. Hollywood doesn't talk. It's all the same thing, but this guy up in Maine gets shot. And by the way, folks, watch the video, but look at the car. The bullet holes are on the front window of the car. Okay, that means he was driving towards somebody when those shots were fired. Okay, I don't care. I'm sick of this, and I'm sick and tired.
Well, you know, unfortunately, this kid may have been a victim. 26 years old, he may have been a victim of the Democrats and the progressives. Because again, if the Democrats and the progressives would stop this bullcrap and cooperate with federal officials, you wouldn't have this. ICE wouldn't have to be out there trying to stop cars, moving vehicles, and so on and so forth. So blame it all on the Democrats. It's all their fault. It's not the fault of ICE. And, you know, maybe this 26-year-old kid should be alive today. Probably should be. But it's the Democrats' fault. If they cooperated and they did what they're supposed to do and, inform ICE where these people are, when they're getting out of jail, when they're due for release, how to find them, let's hand them over. This stuff wouldn't be happening. It just wouldn't be happening because it wouldn't have to play out on the streets. It would be a clean handoff at a jailhouse, or it would be a clean handoff in a courthouse.
Yeah, you mentioned all the senators and on their bully pulpits throughout the years. Keep in mind, folks, for the last 50 years, almost every immigration law or enforcement procedure has been written, co-sponsored, and passed by the Democratic Party. The Democrats for years have been against legal immigration. The reason they've changed their tune now is because they basically need a new group of voters to keep them in power. This is not about letting a person into the country to basically experience American life and to get out of a tyrant of country where they're from. This is all about power, and that's why they're pushing this. They're bought and paid for by globalists, okay? This is why they've suddenly changed their tune on illegal immigration. I mean, you could show speech after speech. In fact, they should play these speeches of Chuck and Hillary and Obama and Biden on Times Square, on that big TV screen. For years, they were against legal immigration. Suddenly now, they've changed their tune. And what's interesting is the media doesn't hold those politicians accountable for what they said over the past 25 years. Nor does the people. It's interesting, because if you see some of these protesters, show them those speeches, and as soon as you do it, Barry, in comes some organizer.
But it wouldn't change their mind, though. That's the thing. Yeah. It wouldn't change their mind. You can present people with evidence, and you do it all day long, and it doesn't change their mind. But Trump! And Trump's the Nazi, and these are the stormtroopers, but it's Trump, it's Trump. So, I mean, it just isn't even going to work. People are, you know, I'm talking about these politicians being dumb as rocks. A lot of people are dumb as rocks as well. And we're not going to change that, unfortunately. Thank you, my friend. 508-996-0500. Thanks for hanging on. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Barry, this is more like a public announcement because you opened the program with the Orange Sun.
Yes.
And yesterday, my son called me to the backyard because he was staring at the sun, and he wanted me to see it, right?
Mm.
So I told him, son, it is very dangerous to look at the sun.
Yes.
And he goes, no, but look how beautiful it is. Now, this smoke and the clouds might block out, like, let's say, 20% of the light from the sun. But 80% of the UV rays get through.
Yes.
And if you stay at the sun, you're going to have eye problems in the future. You can even go blind from that.
Absolutely.
Long enough.
It's very dangerous.
And I wonder, you know, I couldn't convince my family not to stay at the sun. And I didn't hear nothing in the news about people staring at the sun. And I don't know if a lot of people are doing that, but if they are, they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, particularly like in the evening when it's going down, it turns that bright red color, and I'm sure there's a lot of people looking at it. Just, you know what to do? Hold your camera up to it and take a picture and then look at the picture.
Yeah, so, something like that. But for some reason, he felt that it was safe to stay at the sun.
Because it probably thought, yeah, it's filtered, you know, it's filtered out, so I can look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the smoke and clouds, they do filter out the light, but the damage is the UV rays. 80% of that is going through.
Yeah. So I can't believe how it looks like a it kind of has a look like when you're going through an eclipse. That's not a full eclipse, you know, and the sky just kind of gets dark and stuff a little bit. That's how it reminds me of the today, right now. I'm sitting here looking out the window, and it looks like it's about to rain any minute, and it's not.
You know, it's a beautiful sky. It's different. But people should not be staring.
I don't know where you are, but where I'm at, the sky is completely gray and it's hazy. You can literally see the smoke just hanging. It's hazy where I am.
Yeah, I'm around maybe 2 miles going east of you.
Okay.
And it's about the same.
Okay,
I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my call because I had that experience with my family last night. And I couldn't convince them not to stay at the sun. And hopefully a lot of people are not doing that.
Well, I know a good eye doctor, so if he needs it, have him call me. Thanks for the public service announcement. Appreciate it. I'm sure a lot of people needed to hear that. 508-996-0500 is the number. You are next in WBSM. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Barry.
Hey.
So, you know, the biggest thing I get into with these Democrats with the immigration is that when this stuff started, you had to be sponsored here. Someone had to sign a voucher for you that you would not go on welfare, that they were responsible for you. And you go to these people now and say, well, Why don't you have three or four of them move in with you? And they run away.
Well, that, I mean, that creates a problem. If I understand you correctly, if ICE agents are approaching and you run away, you're putting yourself in a very, very dangerous situation.
My point was that when they come here illegally,
yep,
they're illegal. So they've already broken the law.
Well, but here's the case. Now, this particular kid, right, the best that I can understand, and we don't know all the information yet. The investigation is going on. And once we get all the details, but what I have been able to ascertain so far, this kid was 26. I guess he came in illegally into the country and was granted a work permit at some point after that, which is very typical of the last administration. People would cross the border illegally and then be given, maybe applied for asylum or whatever the case, and given a work permit. So, yeah, you can go and work. So it seems at least as though that was the story with this kid. But again, we don't know. We don't know all of the information. Unfortunately, everybody in the world knows everything and they all know what's going on. And, we're just gunning down Maura Healey. We're just gunning down people in the streets for no reason because Trump doesn't like them or whatever. And it just adds to the idiotic exchange that we have in this country right now. Because everybody's an expert.
Mostly based on the big picture of immigration and illegal immigration. And when everyone gets so upset about everything, back in the day, you had to be vouched for. So, I mean...
The policies obviously have changed over the course of the years, and it's gotten out of control. I mean, nobody, Republicans or Democrats, really did anything to fix the broken immigration problem in this country. And for the most part, the border was wide open. Joe Biden's administration, probably in an unprecedented fashion in the modern era, stood somebody outside the door and just waved everybody in, just kind of like they did on January 6th, when they opened the door and just waved everybody in. Did the same thing at the border. And, Trump warned us back in 2015, 2016, they're opening their prison cells, they're opening the mental institutions, and, they are sending everybody our way. And they're just walking across the border and they're coming in. And
they guided the men.
Yeah, and Maura Healey went down there in 2019, and she was handing out maps how to get to Massachusetts and so on and so forth. And this is why we have what we have right now. And
I just moved back here from Florida. I was in Florida since 2015, and I think the best thing I ever saw was Ron DeSantis send a plane load to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, we loved that, too. That was great.
Couldn't get rid of him fast enough. But I was in Florida, laughing my butt off.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call, and welcome back to Massachusetts. And now I have a good psychiatrist that I'm going to recommend you to for moving back here from Florida. Probably a good reason why he did, but in any event, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I got to get a break in, though. 508-996-0500 is our number. Don't go far. Stay with us. You're listening to WM.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events like a date with my wife or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford thanks to VetDix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
At ease.
You know the national parks, but you may not know that they're supported by a strong foundation. A foundation for the future. We are the National Park Foundation, And together with your support, we're building a bold future where national parks are vibrant, protected, and welcoming. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $6.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
1247. It looks like nighttime out there right now. And I mean, it's really weird. I'm looking out my window where I am anyway, with all the smoke out there. Just it's totally crazy. And think the smoke traveled all this way from Canada. And it's here. It's just hanging around. So the air quality is pretty rotten shape out there. So you're going to want to take it easy. There's a air quality alert in effect until midnight because of the heat, the humidity, and the smoke that's out here. So do take it easy today. 508-996-0500 is the number. Thanks for hanging on. You are next in WBSM.
Hello, Barry.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you in a long time. I'm just calling back. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
There you are. I'm just calling back because of I was on the McCarthy show, and he cut me off because...
All right, I don't want to get into that. I'm not a part of that.
I understand.
All right, well, I don't want to talk about the Chris McCarthy show. What else you got?
But about the Wilderness City Festival.
Okay.
How the mayor didn't actually tell anybody the truth. The fight or whatever happened did not happen on the park side at all. It happened across the street on Rockdale and Arnold Street. That's where it took place.
Well, first of all, who told you that?
That's in the news. That's what was reported.
Well, no, because I've read the police press releases on it, and the police report does not say
which
that.
Which is not correct, Barry, which is not correct. Witnesses that were there. Witnesses
all right, you know what? I wasn't there, so I can't speak to it. I have the police report, and I've also heard from witnesses who said that it took place near the basketball courts in the park, so...
that's 100% wrong, but it's okay. We can be different on that. But thing is, there are other things that happen. Why isn't he addressing the gang problem in the city instead of wanting to shut down the festival early? The feast goes on until midnight, and there's fights. You know that fights, the stabbing, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on there, and it's not self-contained. The feast at the North End is also on the city streets. It's on three of the city streets, or four. All four streets around the fairgrounds up at the feast. That's public property. And
when was the last time there was a fight and three people stabbed at the Portuguese feast?
Well, I don't know about stabbings, but fights. First of all, they don't report everything. I used to be on that committee for a little while, so I know. Not everything is reported because you got to protect the feast. Okay? That's what happens, Barry. And you've heard this before. You've been around a long time. You've heard all kind of things like that. You know what I mean, people.
Right, but I have not heard of a triple stabbing happening at the Portuguese feast.
Well, yes, if you want to just talk about the triple stabbing, that's fine.
Why the festival had to close early on Sunday. The problem with the operators of the fair have been quoted in the press as saying that we need to sit down and have a serious evaluation of our security for next year. We live in a different day and age, and you know these things happen now, and security is an issue, and it has to happen. I mean, we had a problem with the fair that was taking place out at the Dartmouth Mall. Remember that turned into a brawl? I believe somebody was stabbed there as well. It's the times we live in today. It's unfortunate. And these things have to be addressed. The feast has addressed.
Why should we penalize regular?
It's not penalizing anybody. It's providing for security so that people who are there with their families don't become victims of crime. Nobody's being penalized. The only one that's penalizing anybody are the punks that are doing this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And the judges that are letting these people out. So in the meantime, if the security is not adequate to protect families and vendors and people that are participating in these festivals, if the security is not adequate to address that, then you need to shut down early and you need to go back to the table and you need to rethink what your security is going to be like next year. Or perhaps you will not get a license to operate next year. And it sucks, but that's the way it has to be. We have to have security. I don't know if you've been to the Portuguese feast recently, but they have intense security at the feast. Intense security. And a lot of it's paid for by the feast people itself. So, all right, 508-996-0500 is a number. We're coming back after. It's, you know, it's the that whole mentality of victimization. You know, well, we're a victim because it, well, you know, look, we've got punks roaming the streets of the city for a number of reasons. Parents don't raise their kids anymore. Kids aren't afraid of anybody anymore. Judges let kids out. You know, the same kind of mentality that the politicians have when it comes to dealing with criminal illegal aliens. Well, we're not going to hand them over to the police. We're going to let them out. The judges feel the same way. And, you know, the judges are all Democrats. They're appointed by Democrat politicians. It's an incestuous, you know, pigsty, the whole system. And these judges are advocates, and they put kids out on the streets instead of punishing them. And they don't hold the parents responsible. As a result, society suffers, and it suffers badly. And we have to enforce laws, and we have to punish kids who are going to run around and stab people or stab each other or threaten the stability of our society. Until we do that, we're going to have more problems, and we'll have probably less outdoor recreation. 508-996-0500. We're coming right back.
Emily. The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
All righty, welcome back to the program. It is 12:57, and we're going to be breaking for the news in just a couple of moments. And appreciate you being with us today. And you know, I hate to be disagreeable or sound disagreeable. Don't call up and tell me the facts that the police are putting out and the facts that the mayor is putting out are wrong because you know somebody who told you, but you didn't see it yourself. You weren't there. Like everybody said the fight took place in a certain location. I believe that. I have no reason to disbelieve it. And, you know, it sucks. I mean, I can remember my first taste of this stuff as a small child in the 1960s. Many of you will remember this. Now, you know the Common Klasky Park is decorated every year for Christmas, right? People who are younger than us won't even know this. But that park was decorated. You can do a search on WBSM.com, Klasky Park or Common Park at Christmas. And a story that I wrote a while ago, maybe a couple of years ago, will pop up. And there'll be actual pictures. I mean, they built a Christmas village there. It was the most wonderful thing that you ever wanted to see. And I can remember one morning waking up and the newspaper was there. And I was still a kid. The newspaper was on the table, and there were pictures all over the front page of the Standard Times. And it was pictures of vandals had gone through the Common Park and smashed and destroyed every part of the display. And for years, I mean, it was heartbreaking to me, and it was heartbreaking to everybody in the community at that point. And for years and years, the park went undecorated because nobody could afford to raise the money. City didn't have the money to replace all of the damage that was done. And I remember being heartbroken by that at that time. And you know, the whole idea of you can't have nice things, right? So the entire community suffered for years. And then in the 80s, a group of people got together and raised some money, and Voke got involved, and now there are lights again at the Klasky Common Park at Christmas time. It is nothing like what it used to be. If you think you were impressed with what you see there now, it is only a mere fraction of what it used to look like when we were kids. If any of you remember that as kids, let me know. Because it has special memories to me. After all this, 60 years later, I still remember it. And so we talk about the Wailing City Festival and people destroying things. And